fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Into the western United States, eastern businessmen became interested in the possibilities of the great new country. At first, they were unable to realize that eastern methods would not work in the west, and they might have withdrawn their capital if it had not been for the masked rider of the plains. It was he who convinced the easterners they must work in cooperation with men who knew the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the range country! Hail, Silver! Away!
Fifty of old Andy Pickett's 66 years had been spent in the business of raising cattle. And for the last 30 of those years, he had been successively a top hand, then foreman, finally resident manager of the great Diamond X Ranch, owned by Eastern interests. But there came a day shortly after the roundup, one fall, when a short, fat, but dignified stranger entered Andy's office, introducing himself as a representative of Andy's employers. Andy greeted him, saying,
"Well, Mr. Shanks, I'm right glad to make your acquaintance. So you've come all the way here from New York, eh?"
Yes, quite so.
"You have a chair. Sit down."
"I'll stand, thank you."
"Ain't you tired after that ride you had in the stage?"
"My business will take only a few moments."
"Oh, shucks, now. You ain't trying to tell me you made this trip just for a couple of minutes of talk, then you're heading right back for home, are you?"
"Not exactly."
"Then for gosh sake, Seth."
"If you'll excuse me, I'd rather not. I find this situation rather awkward."
"Huh?"
"I'd prefer to say what I have to say, then return again sometime later."
"Oh, brought me bad news, huh?"
"Well, yes, you could call it that."
"Well, then you better go ahead and get it off your chest. Looks as if maybe it's bothering you more than it's likely to bother me." "When you've lived as long as I have, Mr. Shanks, you'll find you've run into quite a passel of bad news. And you'll find if you just let it rest till it ain't news no more, it's never half so bad as you first figured."
Yes, I dare say."
"Go on, Mr. Shanks, tell it."
"First, Mr. Pickett."
"Andy's what most folks call me."
Yes. "As I was saying, first of all, the owners of the Diamond X wanted me to express their gratitude for the many years of loyal service you've spent in their employ."
"Huh? They paid me for it, didn't they? What'd they expect?"
"If you'll pardon me."
"Oh, sure. Go right ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt."
"As you say, you were paid for that loyalty. I might even add that you were paid generously. Nevertheless, they feel as though at this time you deserve something over and above the wages you've received. They feel it would be only fitting for them to express their gratitude concretely. To make it brief, Mr. Pickett..."
"Andy."
"Mr. Pickett, they have voted you a bonus and have sent it to you by me. Please accept this." You'll find it a check for the sum of $1,000.
Well, glory be.
I'm sure you'll appreciate it.
Doggone, Mr. Shanks. Gosh, I don't hardly know what to say. Wait till Marty sees this. Appreciate it. Well, I should smile, I do. Now, folks that do a thing like this are the kind of gents I like to work for. Makes you feel you wanted.
And I was instructed to say that they wish you every good fortune in your hunt for new employment.
Well, that's mighty nice of... Hey, what was that you just said?
I said they feel sure you'll have no trouble getting other employment, perhaps even more profitable than this has been.
Wait a second.
I'm sure...
Mr. Shanks, is this your fancy way of telling me I'm fired?
Your services will no longer be needed after the first of the month.
Why, you're joking.
I assure you I'm not.
Honest?
I've not made a joke in 20 years, Mr. Pickett. In business is very poor policy.
But there must be some kind of a mistake. Why, I've worked for the Diamond X almost half my life.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to work for nobody else.
I'm sorry.
Now, wait, Mr. Shanks. If I've done something I shouldn't have, or made a mistake somewhere, why, I don't see where it can't be straightened out with just little talk.
It's nothing like that.
But, Mr.
It's
Shanks...
It's merely that the owners feel that you... Well, that you're past the age of your greatest usefulness.
Huh?
They want a younger man to take charge.
But, Mr. Shanks...
A man who understands other things besides just the raising of cattle.
Well, I understand.
A man is thoroughly acquainted with the finer points of business as a banker or an accountant.
Wait a minute.
And finally, a man still young enough to carry on the affairs of the ranch with energy.
Oh. Gosh, I ain't no banker. I ain't no accountant. I reckon there's been a time when I was younger than I am now. But the kind of fella you just described would have to be somebody mighty special. They think they've found a gent like that?
I'm sure they have.
Do I know him?
You've met him?
Where?
Here.
Huh?
When you've made way, I shall manage the ranch, Mr. Pickett.
Your vittles, Andy. Nothing's ever happened to nobody yet. Serious enough to excuse their wasting good food.
Marcy, I can't eat. I'm too all fired mad. Fire me, will they? Well, I'll show them. Ain't everybody thinks a fella my age is too old? Why, I'm right in the prime of life. I bet I'll get me a job twice as good as this one.
What's Mr. Shanks like?
If I told you, you'd slap my face.
Now, Andy.
I bet in a month he'll have most of the boys mad enough to quit.
But, Andy,
And you know what a fella like him is likely to do if the stock gets poorly through the winter?
What?
Tell him to put on weight or get off the place.
Oh, my.
Which will be just about the time he finds out they don't savvy him any more than he savvies him.
At the end of the month, Andy vacated the position he had held for so many years and confidently set out to find other employment.
Yes, sirree, Mr. Warren. It's lucky for you I heard about you needing a man to manage your place just when I was free to take the job. How much do you pay and when do you want me to start?
I'm afraid you must have misunderstood me.
Huh?
I'm sorry. You're too old.
You're too old. I'm sorry. If I'd known, you wouldn't have had to make this trip. Too old. I'm sorry. We need younger men.
Andy, did they...
Same old answer, honey. Same answer I've been getting for the past 6 months.
Here, Andy. Sit down beside me.
Yeah.
Now, hold my hand.
What?
Andy, I want you to promise you're not going to let this make you lose heart. Everybody has to hunt work at some time or other in their life. Ain't one in a thousand don't find it's a mean and distasteful chore, but my gracious, there's no sense in making a fuss over what can't be helped.
This is different, honey.
What isn't at all?
Yes, it is, Marcy. You see, when they tell you you need experience, that ain't so bad. Because you know you can pick it up here and there in bits and dabs. Or if they tell you times are bad, you know they'll get better again. Because they always have.
But
years ago, when I was hunting my first job, they told me I was too young. That didn't worry me none. Because I knew being too young is a fault you can get over without raising a hand.
Andy, what do you mean?
Murphy, just this. The things I've named don't count to a fellow with gumption. But when they tell you you're too old, well, that's something else again. It's something can't be changed. Every day that goes by, it just gets worse. And I found out something these past 6 months, honey, that I never give a thought before.
Yes?
There's nothing on earth half so bad as having to go on living from day to day and week to week in a world that neither needs you or wants you. Why, honey, sometimes I get to feeling younger folks look at me like I was just in the way. Like I was breathing air and taking up space I'd lost the right to.
Poor Andy.
I feel
Andy,
that.
What? You're needed, and you are wanted.
Mask.
You...
Don't be alarmed, please. I'm not an outlaw, and I'm not here to do you harm. I came as a friend.
What do you want?
I want you to take a ride with me.
Huh?
Where do you want to take him?
To the Diamond X.
Well, you can't...
But not even there, against his will. If Andy will come, I can promise he won't regret it. If he refuses... Well, I'll take it he's not as interested in finding work as he claims.
You mean you can help me find something to do?
Yes.
Where?
I've told you. At the Diamond X.
Huh?
And in your old position.
Andy, don't go. Don't listen to him. It's some kind of a trick.
Oh, gosh.
What would I have
know.
To gain by tricking Andy, Mrs. Pickett?
You want to rob him.
And if that were true, what would prevent my robbing him here and now?
Well, maybe you just want to get him someplace. Use him for something crooked somehow.
I don't. But in that, you'll just have to accept my word for it.
Well, you...
Marcy, I'm going.
But Andy...
How do we know he's lying? And if he is, what have I got to lose? Honey, you know what I've been going through. I'm right to the point where I'd do anything to find me work. And if the masked fella's tricking me, well, it ain't nothing much to me what happens.
You'll come?
No, Andy, please.
Don't try and stop me, Marty. Stranger, let's go.
Shanks, in the months that he had managed the Diamond X, had had his full share of trouble. Ignorant of the special problems of ranching and impatient of advice, he soon offended most of the men who had worked under old Andy. Those who remained were the least desirable of the crew, and the friends they recommended to fill in the vacancies were a sullen, hard-faced lot. On this day, although assigned to work that should have kept them busy until sundown, they rode in from the range early in the afternoon and gathered inside the bunkhouse.
Quiet, fellas. Here comes the boss now.
He looks like he's boiling.
Yeah. If you think he's mad now, just wait a bit. He'll be fit to be tied.
I bet.
Hold it.
Men, what does this mean? You bet. Why are these fellas at work? What are they doing back here at this time of day?
Well, Mr. Shanks, I'll tell you. Me and the boys have been talking things over, and we've plumb made up our minds to something. That's why we rode in this early.
You've been talking what over?
You, mostly.
What's that?
Yeah, you, Mr. Shanks. We've decided we don't like the way you've been running things.
Why, you...
We don't like the way you give orders as if we were servants or something instead of top hands.
You never seen more than a couple of steers to once in your whole life before you come west. But you've been acting like you know it all.
When we try to give you advice, you shut us right up.
You're
up! Now then. Are you men trying to tell me you're quitting?
Not exactly.
Then what do you mean?
Why, just that if you want us to stay on, you'll have to change your way some. Yeah, it wouldn't hurt none if you was to raise our salaries a mite. And none of us couldn't use some extra cash.
This is preposterous.
Yeah?
Ever heard of such a thing? You don't have to quit. You're fired.
Fired?
That's what I said.
Well, you heard him, boys. I reckon that's that. Come on, we'll make our war bags, saddle our personal horses, and hit the trail.
No, wait.
Huh?
You can't go. We're starting the spring roundup tomorrow.
Mr. Shanks, you said we was fired, so we're fired. We'll leave it lay that way. You can be making out our time while we're getting ready. Keep going, fellas.
Oh, wait. You can't do this to me. Wait, men. Wait, I tell you. Wait!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and old Andy Pickett returned to the place where Tonto was watching their horses at.
Stranger.
Well?
Why'd you want me to hear that? Shucks, they ain't the first fellas to quit Shanks. I knew he'd had trouble holding on to his men.
Not these men.
Huh?
Bat and several of them were working for the Diamond X when you left, weren't they?
Yeah, but they weren't much good.
Now, that's not the point. The point is this. The best men all left within a month or two of you. But these others and the friends they got on the payroll all stayed at the ranch through the fall and winter.
What do you mean?
Don't you think it's strange they should put up with Shanks all that time, but now suddenly decide they've had enough of him?
Hmm.
They didn't quit, but they demanded more money and told Shanks things they must have known could only result in their dismissal.
Are you saying they wanted to be fired?
Exactly.
But my gosh, why?
Feel as though you could ride some more?
Then why I shouldn't.
And I'll show you something else that concerns this affair. Ready, Tonto? Then come on.
I'll still go.
It was late that night before Andy finally returned home again.
Marthy.
Andy, where have you been? I've been worried sick.
Honey, I ain't got but a minute.
But, Andy...
I just stopped to let you know it was all right. That masked fellow wasn't fooling at all. He meant just what he said. He's going to help me. And before he's through, I'll bet you anything get my old job back.
But how, Andy?
I'll tell you that when I get home again.
You're not dead.
I can't.
But what are
I'm
you...
I'm off to find the sheriff. Don't you wait up, honey. Maybe he won't be back till morning. That's it, Sheriff. I seen it for myself. Now, I want you to handle this like I've asked you.
Andy, you mean wait till the Diamond X finish their roundup?
Guess so.
But what for?
I want my job back.
But you
There's
can't...
always one of the owners comes here from the east for the calf roundup. He'll likely get in tomorrow.
Yeah,
I want him to see for himself what's happened.
Oh.
And if he does, Shanks is going to be fired and I'm going to be hired.
When Butler, one of the Diamond X's owners, arrived from the east to witness the spring roundup, he found Shanks trying to hire men to replace the crew that had just left him. For this reason, the roundup was delayed several days. And when at last Butler rode out with Shanks to watch the first day's work, he was decidedly out of sorts.
How much farther do we have to go, Shanks?
Not far, Mr. Butler. You see the chuck wagon when we're over that next rise. Shouldn't be many of the men around, however. They'll be out combing the hills.
I'm afraid I don't understand this.
Don't understand?
Why it should be necessary for you to hire an entire new crew. I've been looking at your record. It's not a good one, Shanks. This is practically your third crew. You've been here only a few months.
But, Mr. Butler,
don't you realize that this constant changing of men increases expenses? You gave my associates and me to understand that you'd apply Eastern efficiency to ranch management and cattle expenses, not make them larger.
Mr. Butler, you just don't realize the situation.
Oh.
I don't like to say this.
Hmm? Say what?
Well, in a way, you and the other owners are at fault. You kept old Pickett on too long. He spoiled the men. Well, he actually treated them as though they were his equals. Made my situation very difficult.
Treated them as equals, huh?
You don't believe me?
No, I believe you.
You can see how hard it was for me to enforce discipline at first. Matter of fact, however, I thought I had my last crew rather well trained. I don't know what could have happened to make them leave, but... Well, I have certain suspicions.
You have?
Andy Pickett.
Oh?
He must have talked to them, made them dissatisfied. I think that's the only reasonable explanation. But there you are, Mr. Butler. There's the chuck wagon to the left. There's the branding fire. It brought in a number of calves already.
I see.
We'll work this district today and then move westward tomorrow. We should cover the entire Diamond X range in a week or 10 days.
Then for your sake, Shanks, I hope things shape up well.
Eh?
You see, since your appointment, we've not been entirely satisfied that we didn't make a mistake.
But, Mr. Butler, I tell you,
You needn't tell me anything.
Oh, I just want to say
that... We'll let the final tally tell the story. Come on, boy.
At that same moment, the Lone Ranger was reining in his great horse, Silver, at the secret camp where Tonto had been waiting for him.
Oh, oh there, Silver. Oh, boy. Oh. What'd you find out?
Tonto, the sheriff did exactly as Andy asked him.
Oh, that heap good.
Nothing will be disclosed until the right time for it. But at the same time, the Diamond X will not suffer. And as for Shanks...
What you think?
Well, Tonto, in a way, I'm sorry for the fellow. But after all, he'll get only what he's asked for.
The very first day of the roundup brought a surprise.
700 head in this whole section? Preposterous. They should have rounded up at least 5,000.
But it's just the first day, Mr. Butler.
What difference does that make?
The cattle must have drifted farther west, that's all. I meant to...
We'll see. Fourth day, and we still haven't tallied 1,000 head in any one of them.
I don't understand what can be wrong.
That's obvious.
Listen, Mr. Butler. Maybe they've counted wrong. Maybe they've...
You're trying to tell me those men have made a mistake that would account for over half the Diamond X herd being missing?
I tell you, I...
2 days to go, Shanks. And in those 2 days, that better bring in as many head as they found all week.
When the roundup had finally been completed and the last newly branded calf released, Shanks returned to the Diamond X headquarters in the company of a silent and scowling companion. Butler refused to say a word until they arrived at the ranch house, then...
Shanks, you may try them.
But the horses are...
Can wait. You and I are going to have a tour again.
Yes, Mr. Butler.
Sit down.
I'd just as soon stay.
I said sit down.
Yes, sir.
Now then, just how do you explain this roundup?
Well, I told you I didn't understand it.
That became more apparent every day. I wonder if you understand anything about your job.
You don't see
that. Out of an estimated herd of over 50,000 head, we accounted for barely 25,000. A 50% decrease. And in a good year.
Rustlers, Mr.
Good Potter. Heavens, man, of course the cattle was stolen. But how on earth could any sensible man with eyes in his head let rustlers walk off with half the beef in his care and never realize it?
The men said everything was all right. I thought
it. Did you say thought?
Well, I...
Didn't you ever investigate? Didn't you ever ride out on the range and have a look for yourself? Couldn't you tell whether cows were missing or not?
But how could I? I didn't know...
Anything about the cattle business. If my friends and I were foolish enough to think a man of your type could manage the Diamond X successfully. Well, you can't help that you're an idiot, I suppose. It's simply too bad that we had to mistake you for anything else.
Mr. Butler, I... Well, you can't talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you any way I please. You fool. Don't you realize you've lost us almost half our total investment?
But I told you I... Mask.
Who the...
Shanks, get out of that chair.
What do you want?
Hey, that crook.
Careful, Butler. You and Shanks are coming with me. Get going.
Going with you?
Outside.
What do you...
Hurry. You'll see something to interest you, and I'm not going to argue. Start moving.
Mr. Butler, this fellow must be one of those rustlers.
Perhaps you...
Never mind discussing what I am. Out the door.
This is an absolute outrage. I'll see that this is reported to the law.
I haven't any too much sympathy with you, Butler. Remember that when you make threats. Listen, Lou, stand where you are.
What right?
Andy Pickett was in the employ of you and your partners for the best part of his life. He made you thousands of dollars year in and year out. But when suddenly you decided for no good reason that he was too old, you let him out with hardly any notice.
We gave him a bonus.
What do you know about a man like Andy? What does he care about your bonuses? He wants to work. That's the only way he can enjoy living, by working.
Yes,
and you discharged him when the Diamond X was the best managed ranch in this section, even though Andy was getting along in years. Look there.
What the... Cattle.
It's Diamond X cattle. A part of what you missed during the roundup. And that man riding point is the man you said wasn't vigorous enough to manage your ranch.
Andy, come over here.
Right. Come along, Sheriff.
Who are those men coming with him? One's a sheriff. There are several deputies with him. As for the others,
Well, you should recognize them, Shanks.
Who are they?
Well, that one man's Bet. And there's Judd. Well, there's the whole crew that quit. What? Well, they're handcuffed.
Right.
But why?
Because they're the men who were stealing the Diamond X cattle. The men you hired and paid wages. Your own crew.
Hi, Mr. Butler. Ain't seen you for quite a spell.
Who's this?
That ain't all that was told from you, Mr. Butler. But it's a good share of them. The others were sold by these skunks here. But they we got back, I reckon. And what can't, you'll just have to mark down to experience.
You mean to say you went after those men, Andy? You brought back our stolen cattle?
I wasn't alone. I wasn't even in charge. It was a masked man. But I helped.
Never mind that. We discharged you, and you turn around and save us the loss we deserve to suffer.
Oh, shucks, why not? Anyhow...
Well?
Well, I'll speak out straight. I won't deny I thought maybe you wasn't so pleased with Shanks here anymore, and maybe doing this would help me get my job again.
You have it.
You mean I really can have my job back after Shanks leaves?
You have it now.
But I...
He's discharged us from this moment. You're hired.
Yippee!
Mr. Butler, this isn't right.
You're lucky I don't kick you off the place besides firing you.
But I tell you,
I've heard enough. Stranger.
Well?
I gather from what Andy said that you're at the bottom of this. Just how did this happen?
I saw what Shanks didn't. The Diamond X steers were being stolen.
Yes?
No known rustlers were in the district.
Even so.
Which meant the only men who could possibly be stealing your cattle were the men drawing your wages. I was certain of it when they seized an excuse to quit just before the roundup. They wanted to be out of the district before the truth came out.
And you captured them?
With the help of Andy and the sheriff.
Then I owe you something. Wait, come back here.
Ready, Tonto? Then come on.
Hold on.
Away
on earth?
Mr. Butler, that's the way that fella always does. Lights out when he's finished his work.
Who is he? An outlaw?
He's a fellow I'll bet you've heard of even back east.
Yes?
The Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.